This is Dr. Pataria dictating the consult on Ben Garrett, last name G, A for Apple, R, R, E for Europe, T for Tom, T for Tom. First name Ben, B for Boy, E for Europe, and for Nancy, period, new paragraph. He's a 60-year-old gentleman who complains of shortness of breath on walking about half a mile, and maximum he may be able to walk 1 mile. He has also noticed shortness of breath on climbing 2 flights of stairs, period. He has been noticing increasing fatigue and tiredness, period. History of chest tightness on both sides of the upper sternal area. This happens when air quality is not good, air, A for Apple, IR, quality is not good, or on activity, period. He has been diagnosed to have sarcoidosis, S-A-R, C-O, I for India, D for David, O, S-I-S, and he attributes this to his sarcoidosis with pulmonary fibrosis, which has affected his functional capacity, and he thinks that when he does activity, this also causes tightness in the chest, period. The symptom would benefit after taking rest, or occasionally he will take albuterol. A for Apple, L for Larry, B for Boy, U, T for Tom, E for Europe, R, O, L for Larry. He, in general, he has been using albuterol 2 to 3 times a month, period. No history of syncope, period. No history of cough with expectoration or palpitation, period. No history of edema of feet, period. History of lightheadedness occasionally with the change of position, period. No history of bleeding tendency, period. No history of GI problem. G capital period, I capital period problem, period, new paragraph. Personal history, he's a firefighter for 30 to 35 years, period. He is retired from the firefighting job, period. His height is 6 feet 3 inch and his weight is 224 pound, which has remained stable, period. New paragraph. Past history, approximately 8 years ago, he thinks he probably started having sarcoidosis, but more definitive diagnosis was made on October 2020, when he was started on prednisone 60 milligram a day. Prednisone, P for Peter, R, E, D for David, N for Nancy, I for India, S, O, N for Nancy, E, period, which subsequently was gradually decreased and discontinued. But in December 2021, he had a reoccurrence, so prednisone was started at 40 milligram a day, and then in month of April decreased to 30 milligram a day. Now in about 1 week, plan is to decrease to 20 milligram a day, period. He has a history of acid reflux problem, period. No history of hypertension, coma, diabetes, coma, cerebrovascular accident, coma, myocardial infarction, or hypercholesterolemia, period. No history of rheumatic fever, scarlet fever, tuberculosis, bronchial asthma, kidney or liver problem, period, new paragraph. He says he is known to have PVCs, P for Peter, V for Victor, C for Charlie, all in capital letter, and small s, period. He generally gets 1 to 6 PVCs per minute when he experiences the PVCs, and many times he can feel his PVCs and count, period. These PVCs increase at night and generally not noticeable when he is active during the day or exerting, period. New paragraph, allergy. He claims that he's allergic to non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. That is, N for Nancy, S for Sam, A for Apple, I for India, D for David, S for Sam in capital letters, period. This medication causes oral ulceration. UL, L for Larry, C for Charlie, E for Europe, R, A, T for Tom, I for India, O, N for Nancy, period. He's also allergic to penicillin, period, new paragraph. Family history, mother died at the age of 87 due to old age, but prior to that, she had a valve replacement. V for Victor, A for Apple, L for Larry, V for Victor, E for Europe, replacement, period. Next line. Mother used to be 5 feet 11 inch tall, period. Father 5 feet 10 inch tall, and brother 6 feet 1 inch tall, period. So in his family, many members of the family are tall. T for Tom, A for Apple, L for Larry, period. New paragraph. Social history. He does not smoke, period. He does not take excessive amount of coffee or alcohol, period. New paragraph. On exam, patient is alert, conscious, and cooperative, period. Pupil equal and react to the light, period. No pallor, cyanosis, or clubbing, period. No JVP edema, calf tenderness, Homan sign, lymphadenopathy, or thyroid enlargement, period. The peripheral pulses are well felt and equal except both dorsal speed is 3 by 4 and both posterior tibial 2 by 4, period. No carotid bruit, period. No obvious skin problem detected, period. New paragraph. The blood pressure in both superior extremity 120 over 80 millimeters of mercury, period. New paragraph. Cardiovascular system exam, PMI cannot be localized, period. S1 and S2 are normal, period. In the left lower parasternal area, there is ejection systolic click followed by 2 by 6 ejection systolic murmur, which may suggest mitral valve prolapse and mitral regurgitation, period. No S3, period, no S4, period, and no other significant heart murmur noted, period, new paragraph. The respiratory system exam, air entries equal on both sides, period. There are no RALs or ronchi, period, new paragraph. Alimentary system exam, there is no organomegaly, period. There is no guarding or rigidity, period, new paragraph. CNS, no gross focal neurological deficit noted, period, new paragraph. The other system grossly within normal limit, period, new paragraph. The EKG, normal sinus rhythm, and no significant abnormality noted, period. New paragraph. He has given the history and the past when he had come for consultation in December of 2014 that his mother has been diagnosed to have mild degree of Marfan's syndrome. Marfan, M for Mary in capital letters, A for Apple, R, F for Frank, A for Apple, N for Nancy, S, Marfan syndrome, period. The new paragraph. January 21st, 2015, echo showed minimal aortic root dilatation at the sinuses of Valsalva. Sinuses, S-I-N for Nancy, U-S-E-S of Valsalva, V for Victor, A for Apple, L for Larry, S for Sam, A for Apple, L for Larry, V for Victor, A for Apple, at 4.2 centimeter, period. On January 30, 2015, stress test was done when he exercised for 12 minutes and 30 seconds on the Bruce protocol with no significant STT changes and occasional single PVC in last 3 minutes of exercise, period. in a paragraph. Analysis. This patient has a progressive shortness. Has a progressive shortness of breath, particularly more in last 2 years, and his functional capacity has decreased significantly as compared to 2015 when he had a stress test period. He has attributed this to the diagnosis of sarcoidosis about 1.5 to 2 years ago period. In view of symptom of chest tightness and progressive shortness of breath, plan is to do echocardiogram, and also is advised to consider doing coronary calcium score period. The pros and cons of coronary calcium score were explained to the patient in detail, which he understood well and he agreed period. Also, echocardiogram will evaluate for any cardiomyopathy related to sarcoidosis period and any pulmonary hypertension period. Depending on the results of the test, further management will be planned period. Also, echocardiogram would evaluate for any aortic aneurysm or aortic dilatation, particularly of the ascending aorta. In view of the history of mild degree of Marfan syndrome noted in the family history of mother having the problem period. New paragraph. Face-to-face more than 70 minutes were spent in clinical evaluation, comma, discussion of the clinical finding and the workup, comma, also encouraging patient to have a Marfan syndrome evaluation at the University Medical Center, and not to attribute every symptom to the sarcoidosis till workup can evaluate whether he has any significant cardiac problem or not, period. He understood various suggestions well, and he had no further questions, period. New paragraph. The initial impression, number one, progressive shortness of breath with significant decrease in functional capacity over last 2 to 3 years, period. Next slide, number two, symptom of chest tightness on exertion. Etiology unclear, period. Next slide, number three. History of pulmonary sarcoidosis diagnosed about 2 years ago, period. Number four, history of acid reflux problem, period. New paragraph. Number five, possible mitral valve prolapse and possible mitral regurgitation, period. The consult over. Thank you. This is Dr. Patadia.